People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor. And they put $2 in the offering plate and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend. You know, this guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin, and that's supposed to give them more demonic power. And these Satanists came to my house, 5 of them, and threatened my life. Every time I got a chance, my Bible tapes on in the car. Actually, I don't even have a car right now. My car got stolen 4 weeks ago. And the Dallas police hardly do nothing to help me. It's even hard to get my insurance money for my car. So anyway, I'm bussing it around. Don't laugh at me, you idiot. You got the nerve to laugh at me, sitting there on your couch, fat, eating your Doritos.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark Savage!
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tantrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God.
Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you today. I have a bunch of audio that I haven't been able to get to this week, so I thought we'd just sort of blow through all of that, do some news stories, voicemails, and then we'll call it a motherfucking week. All right, first clip I have for you. This is pretty great. I love it when people get injured on skateboards because, you know, it's being filmed. These kids think they're hot shit. Yeah, let's film some of my tricks and put it up on YouTube. I like to see these kids brought down to earth. Specifically brought down hard onto pavement. Crack their heads open and shit. Yeah, I like to see them humbled a bit. Here is a kid who breaks his leg.
Fuck, bro!
Oh my God.
Fuck! Holy shit! Holy shit! I broke my fucking leg. I broke my fucking leg.
Yeah, his leg is really mangled. He's like picking it up with his hand. Not a good idea.
Shit. Fuck shit. Oh shit.
Bring the van.
Oh shit. I'm cool. Dude, I'm cool as fuck right now. Fuck.
Hey, the guy's taking it pretty well.
Shit, fuck face fucker. Shit.
Man.
Fuck, yo.
You're gonna get on an episode of Scarred for this.
Yeah, man. You're gonna be it's an episode of what the hell is Scarred?
No, I don't want to.
They pay you like $2,000.
Scarred, dude, but fuck Scarred.
What about Papa Roach? She's on Scarred.
Who's Papa Roach?
You don't know who Papa Roach is? Damn it! Heart open.
I saw myself shine. My weakness.
Yeah, on second thought, you're better off not knowing who Papa Roach is.
Right.
Yeah. They're carrying the kid into their ghetto van.
I don't feel it.
A molester van.
Why did I do it? Why did I even think about it? I should just hit a rail. It's not that bad, but like...
It's not that bad?
I just feel like sleeping, you know?
Yeah, you're shocked.
Yeah. Take a nap. That's a good idea. You know, and I thought when you break your leg, you're supposed to... You're not supposed to move it. These guys are picking up this kid practically by the legs, throwing him into the van.
Don't worry,
what do you want me to do?
Don't worry, your leg will be fine.
I got it. I'm gonna fucking leg like that.
Ah! Yeah, hurts, doesn't it? It's not that bad. So there you go. Moving right along. Probably my favorite clip I have for you today comes from the Cannes Film Festival, or Con. The Cannes Film Festival, which I don't think I've ever played audio from the Cannes Film Festival. But this is pretty great. This is during some sort of interview. It's actually like a panel discussion. I guess Kirsten Dunst is in a new movie. I don't know why they keep putting her in films. But regardless, that's neither here nor there. That's another topic. She's sitting there. The director's sitting there behind the table as well. They're taking questions. And the director doesn't know when to shut up. I don't know what the question was. Take a listen to the answer, though.
But anyway, I really wanted to be a Jew, and I
And then I found out that I was really a Nazi, you know.
What?
Because my family was German, Hartmann.
You know, just because you're German, it doesn't mean you're a Nazi. And what little boy, first of all, grows up wanting to be a Jew? I understand, you know, wanting to be a firefighter or an astronaut. I want to grow up and be a Jew! A hook-nosed Jew! With lots of money!
German Hartmann.
And a successful practice!
Which also gave me some pleasure.
Wait a second. He was a Nazi? Wait.
Because my family was German Hartmann. Which also gave me some pleasure. So
he found pleasure in being a Nazi.
Yeah.
Sir.
I.
By the way, what's great is Kirsten Dunst's face. It slowly morphs into something of horror.
What can I say? I understand Hitler.
That's where I think he loses the crowd.
But I think he did some wrong things. Yes, absolutely. But I can see him sitting in his bunker
right.
In the end.
Yeah, that's Christian. Oh my gosh.
Well, but there will come a point at the end of this. There will come. I will. No, I'm just saying that.
I'm just saying Hitler wasn't all bad. There were some aspects to him.
I think I understand.
That were charming.
Man. He's not what you would call a good guy, but I understand much about him, and I sympathize with him a little bit. Yes, but come on, I'm not for the Second World War, and I'm not against Jews.
So now he's sort of making things right. Look, I'm not for World War. I don't hate the Jews. I just sympathize with Hitler.
Yes, not. But come on, I'm not for the Second World War.
Okay.
And I'm not against Jews. Susanna Bier is. No, not even Susanna Bier. That was also a joke. I am, of course, very much for Jews. No, not too much, because Israel is a pain in the ass.
Oh my God! But why are you talking still?
Still,
you can't claw your way out of this one.
How can I get out of this sentence?
Yes.
by another question.
Here's
your salvation.
I just want to say about the art of the. I'm very much for Speer. Speer I liked very Albert Speer I liked. He was also maybe one of God's best children, but he had some talent that was kind of possible for him to use during okay, I'm a Nazi.
There's your soundbite from the Cannes Film Festival.
Okay, I'm a Nazi.
Alright, there you go. I've got audio here from in front of a Forever 21 store. It's a very random episode of Distorted View, I know. Anyway, so there were these two deaf guys shopping at Forever 21. I don't know why a couple of deaf guys were shopping at Forever 21. That's not the point of the clip. However, one of them was suspected of shoplifting, so a couple of store security guards stopped them in front of the store and used what appears to be excessive force. They were choking. They were choking one of the deaf guys, and the reason why I play this audio clip is because I love the sound of deaf people when they're trying to talk or moan or something. You know, to hear what a deaf guy sounds like when he's being choked and can't breathe, well, then that's interesting to me. That's it. That's a deaf. So if you ever want to impersonate a deaf guy being choked out, no. To be honest, I don't know if that's the deaf guy who's actually being choked or his friend who's hopping around trying to help his friend. Because I mean, this guy is really being choked. His face is turning blue. I don't even think he'd be able to get out of. No. You know what I mean?
They're choking over here.
Yeah. There's quite a crowd forming around the deaf guy and the security guards. No! Yeah, you can tell he can't breathe. I mean, I just want to hear more of the deaf guy, actually. There he is. He kind of sounds like Beak Samuda, huh? By the way, I don't know if you guys watch 30 Rock. It's a very funny program. But in it, the character Jenna is dating a guy. And the guy she's dating is like a cross-dresser. A female impersonator. He goes to, you know, perform at clubs and stuff. But the female that he's impersonating is Jenna. Because she likes the idea of dating herself. But the reason why I bring that up is because Beaksa Muda looks just like Will Forte when he's dressed up like a woman. I think that's pretty much the whole clip I wanted to share with you. Anyways, woo-woo! Deaf people sound like animals. Real quick, before we continue on with the program, we've got some breaking news. Let's check in with BB sitting in the RNN news desk. It's Retard Network News with BB.
Hello, everybody.
That's his sign-in. I love that. Some people, you know, some newscasters say, "Good day, America. Good day, Los Angeles. Here's what's happening in your world." BB's is, "Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Don't worry about the end of the world, okay? Don't worry about it one bit. This...
take it from a retard!
This Howard Camping guy, he may be crazy, he may be nuts. But hey, don't worry about it, okay? Hey, he just wasted a whole bunch of money on billboards and something, and nothing's gonna happen. So don't worry about it. I know some of you people are freaked out, scared about it, but don't worry about it. Okay? Don't worry about it. It's out of your control. If
okay.
It does happen, it's out of our control.
Thank you, BB.
So don't worry about it. Please don't worry about it. And please pass this video along. Don't worry about it. Coming from BB890. Yep. Well, I'll talk a little longer and do a can crush.
No, that's not part of the news, BB. You're done. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. Help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are available again. All the information is up at SuperFreakSideshow.com if you'd like to pay one lump sum and never have another reoccurring charge again. Yesterday's program was Sideshow exclusive and a damn good one, clocking in at like 40 minutes. So if you want to check that out, sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, single mothers, former drug addicts, and other beaten down young women who came to wealthy businessman Henry Allen Fitzsimmons for a chance to climb out of their financial hole knew his help came with a catch. Uh-oh. In exchange for an allowance, a place to live, and promise of a college education, they agreed to be spanked if they broke his rules. At least six of the women says his corporal punishment went too far, including one who says he sexually assaulted her. And the 54-year-old Virginia Beach restaurant owner faces felony charges. Now look, I'm sorry. If you are in a horrible position, you know, if you have no money, you're in debt, your ex-husband beat the shit out of you, and you're fleeing to start a new life, and this guy says, look, I will give you money, I will pay off all your debts, I'll give you a job, you can go to college, you can live for free here, and in exchange, if you do something wrong, I get to spank you and maybe finger your pussy, I would say, where the fuck do I sign up? That's not a bad deal. We have to get over this notion that sex is something that should be cherished. You know what I mean? Sex is a way for you to get something you want. You know what I mean? It's a bargaining chip. All right. I should really be like a high school like motivational speaker. You know, come speak to schools and stuff. All right. Yeah, at least six of the women say the corporal punishment went too far. One says that she was sexually assaulted. These women are victims. Okay. They're single moms. They need their bills paid. That's right. And instead of getting a goddamn job, they took the easy route and moved in with a creepy old man. And then was surprised when some shenanigans went down. Come on. Use your brain, you stupid whores. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, they need their bills paid, said Prosecutor Tom Murphy. It's bizarre, there's no doubt. Fitzsimmons' attorney claims his slight, white-haired client is the victim, taken advantage of by women half his age who knew what they were getting into and filed charges only after a falling out. I could see that. He's not a danger, Fitzsimmons' attorney. Moody. All right, when your lawyer's name is Moody... You're in trouble. All right, yeah, Moody Stallings Jr. said, strange, but he's not a danger to anybody. A judge on Thursday allowed a grand jury to decide whether to indict Fitzsimmons on two felony abduction charges and three felony object sexual penetration charges. Does that mean he used an object to sexually penetrate someone? If I was going to interpret that literally, then yes, I would say that's what that means. All right, for months, Fitzsimmons gave each of the women $200 weekly, promised to pay for their college tuition, treated them to lavish nights on the town, it sounds nice, and even bought one a car as part of his so-called Spencer Scholarship Plan. The bitches didn't read the fine print, though. Last line of the last page, your cunt is mine. All right, yes, they were spanked if they violated rules such as failing to call Fitzsimmons or drinking too much alcohol. Okay. Several websites, including one run by Fitzsimmons, tout the Spencer Plan in the scholarship program, which provides full tuition, room and board, in addition to an allowance for participants as long as they follow the plan. It's unclear how many women have participated in Fitzsimmons' program. The six who filed the criminal complaint had all been members, but Fitzsimmons' attorney said there have been several others. The Spencer Plan, by the way, started in the 1930s as a form of, quote, carefully regulated corporal punishment between husband and wife. Okay. Couples agreed to a list of things the wife needed to change, such as not spending money frivolously. If the rules were broken, the husband punished her by spanking, and it was put behind them. It has expanded through the years. One 21-year-old woman testified Thursday that the day she joined the Fitzsimmons program in November, he spanked her and gave her $300. All right, sounds good to me. He paid for her to live in an oceanfront suite? Come on, for an allowance of hundreds of dollars a week plus oceanfront property? I would totally allow this dude to spank me, bare ass and all. All right, yes, he paid for her to live in an oceanfront suite and gave her a $200 weekly allowance. In return, she was required to walk 20 blocks each day, keep a log of her meals and spending, and refrain from drugs. When she didn't, she was spanked. Bad girl. Fitzsimmons took it further, she said, when on three occasions he sexually assaulted her with a curtain rod. She must have been really bad. And then a hairbrush and a horse riding crop. When asked by attorneys why she allowed it to happen, she replied, I'm not allowed to tell him no. You don't think he's going to frown upon a lawsuit being filed against him, for Christ's sakes? Bad girl. Second story we have for each day comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, a very, very sad story. I was going to make this a Distorted View Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight story. However, the subject of the story hasn't been relevant in decades. I'm sorry, can we get taps in here, please? Thank you. Yes, I've got some sad news to report. Randy Savage has bitten into his last Slim Jim. Oh, no! Yes, according to the gossip website TMZ, so take it with a grain of salt, apparently TMZ spoke with Randy, the Macho Man, Randy Savage's brother. I don't know how you say his name, if it's Randy Macho Man Savage or Macho Man Randy Savage. It doesn't really matter. He's dead. Yes, TMZ spoke with Randy's brother, who apparently let the website know that the dude suffered a heart attack while he was driving in the morning. He lost control of his vehicle. Smash, crash, boom. He done did died at the ripe old age of 58. He joined the WWF, back when it was still known as the WWF, in 1985. Became a superstar with his catchphrase, "Oh yeah!" And then in the 90s became the spokesperson for Slim Jim. What a full career he had. Wrestling and Slim Jims. Oof. Savage's wife was a passenger in the vehicle, but survived with only minor injuries. She was transported to a different local hospital where she was treated. Apparently, Savage died from the injuries sustained in the car crash. According to officials, Randy and Lynn were both wearing their seatbelts at the time of the accident. Cops say alcohol was not a factor. So there you go. Very sad. And finally, today, whenever I try to sound compassionate, it just comes off condescending and insincere. I can't be nice. I just can't. Finally today, you heard about vajazzling here on Distorted View first. That's right, when it comes to pubic bling, where are you going to turn to? CNN? Fox News? 2020? No, you come to Distorted View daily. All right, yes, after vajazzling comes pjazzling. What the fuck is that? It was an inevitable twist in a tawdry tale, following on from the almost cult-level success of the vajazzle, which is vaginal jazzling, I don't know, comes its own evil twin brother, the pjazzle. Vajazzling, the decoration of the female nether regions with crystals, has enjoyed a surge in popularity. Since then, the website responsible for supplying crystals to the salons, vajazzleme.co.uk, this story comes from the UK, by the way, has reported a massive hike in sales of their ready-made crystal designs, which can be stuck on at home. Salons, meanwhile, have reported a surge in numbers of women visiting for a more professional service, where crystals are applied individually with tweezers in a bespoke design. What does that mean? What is bespoke? Quite frankly, I doubt I'm even pronouncing that right. But as popularity of the body adornment trend has grown, it's become clear that it's not only women interested in the service. According to salon owners, 40% of customers requesting the body bling are men. Gay men, I'm guessing. As a result, the online supplier of the crystal designs has responded by designing a range of stick-on crystals just for men named Pjazzles. And there are just a few extra precautions men are going to need to take. Like, you're going to have to shave any hair. You might have to wax or use laser sessions before applying Pjazzles. For those feeling understandably reticent, you'll be happy to know you can decorate other parts of your body aside from your pubic region. Some guys have been pjazzling their abdomen. God, so stupid. Others use the crystals to adorn arms, chest, or their back. Quote, think of it just like a crystal tattoo, and it's less permanent than a real one. The stickers, which cost about $10 or so, come in barbed wire or geometric shapes, but an iron cross and red lips design have proved the most popular. So there you go. So stupid. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. Speak to me, please.
Hello, Timothy Jane Henson. It is Lifetime SciShow member Surly here. I was calling, and I never thought I'd say this, but I wanted to thank you for your frequent and repeated playing of the Bunny Crush audio. And here's why.
Yes, explain yourself.
There was a baby bunny apocalypse in my backyard last night as my dog found a dumb rabbit's nest. And with the shrieking going on in the backyard, having become accustomed to that noise, instead of freaking out myself, I could say to myself clinically, my dog is crushing baby bunnies to death. I couldn't get her to come inside till she was done, because, you know, it's hard to get a dog away from prey. But,
right.
Yeah, I didn't lose my mind, and it's all because
of you. Yes, you knew exactly what was happening. You were prepared. That's what Distorted View is here for. I mean, come on.
Moo.
I don't like this call. Let me fast forward to see if it continues.
Moo.
No, yeah, it's just okay. Moving on.
Jim, it's Neil from Toronto.
Hi, Neil.
I wanted to get the samples from you, from Brandon's mom, so I can make you
negative. Email me so I can send those to you. I love Brandon. I keep cutting him off, but I know that's what he wants. I mean,
all kinds of stuff. And I was going to ask in my message that you played yesterday, which will probably be about 4 days from now, given your rate of mileage or voice mileage. If you want to send in the samples, great. I can come up with a cool mix for you.
Yes, email me so I know your address. I don't know what I'm
Timothy talking. James, Court Snack You, Pack You, Fudge Pack You on. This is Altar Boy Rowdy of the Crack Secular Church. I would like to let you know, since I know that you are an avid soda fan, that there are kids at my local community college who are attempting to kill themselves via Pepsi Throwback. Now, these kids are a bunch of fat retards
who
play Magic the Gathering, which is the gayest card game ever. Everybody fucking knows Pokemon rules.
Wow. I didn't even know Magic the Gathering was still around.
Fat retards, their parents hate them. They play card games. Okay. They yiff and sap to furries. But recently they started drinking Pepsi Throwback in an attempt to give themselves diabetes. Hoping to go into a diabetic coma and never awake to their hideous parents.
What?
Again. Anyway, Betsy has a Brazilian wax.
Okay, okay, all right, thank you.
Timothy Haynes Penson. I was calling to say, I think I may be a very true freak. I have this very terrible habit of listening to your show in my car, always while I'm eating. It's just the weirdest thing. Every time I listen to your show, I get hungry, and I have to eat. And I'm eating a lot of Frosties and fries together, and it's just that listening to some nice shit sounds just really, that really gets me going in the morning.
So well, thank you. I'm glad I can help out.
Dear Tim, Haley's Comet, I'm losing my voice, so I'll be very brief. I was listening to the Irreligiosophy podcast, an Easter episode. And I found out some fascinating things that I think is going to be a fountain of video and audio for the podcast.
Who's beeping and
booping? It turns out in the Philippines, there is an island where people will, at Easter, beat themselves with whips that have shards of glass in them and bamboo rods, and then crucify themselves.
Yes,
not till they die, just until they nearly die. This, however, is not the thing that makes me think we have to find this to get video for the podcast and audio for the podcast. The really cool thing is foreigners will sometimes do this. And apparently there was a Japanese man who had himself crucified in this Philippine island. And he had it videotaped. And, get this, he allowed video of him being crucified to be used in a pornographic movie. We have to find this porno for the Distorted View podcast.
I just want to know how they worked that into the porno.
What it do to me, boo? Is the Californian Fat Man calling? I call to tell you I love you. Dosa. When you play the driving game, I believe you once said the black or old lady game. Other people have said the Asian or woman game. Regardless, if it turns out to be neither of the two things that you're initially betting on, it's just like getting the zero or the double zero in roulette. And it shouldn't be like, oh, that doesn't count. It should just mean that you lose.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm a stickler for rules, I guess.
All right, I understand.
Hey, Timmy. It's your self-appointed fairless turd puppy over here. Man, you fucking suck. I was, I called up to leave an awesome message, and, like, as soon as I introduced myself and you cut me off saying some shit, like, you start playing someone else's message as soon as you're done. Oh, well. I was just calling to tell you that, I forgot the beginning of it, but that's really irrelevant, because the most important part is the fact that there's now a porn spoof of a human centipede. Oh, yes, you have to go and see a human sexipede. You'll get it right now. Okay, bye-bye.
I still need to see a human centipede.
You, Timothy, I need my inhaler, Henson. I just wanted to call
it... I've got COPD!
Ask a question. If you were forced to fuck one utard, who would it be? For me, I think it would be that guy, what's his name? Godzilla. Because, you know, he's not, like, totally fucktarded. And, you know, his voice doesn't sound like he's vomiting. Oh, it kind of does, but, you know. And, you know, he's not obese. And, you know, he's not hideous, I guess. All these things, mediocre.
I don't know. Who's the most bangable utard that I've featured on this program? Raymond 14, I'm looking at you.
Hey, Tim. It's Nard. Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, you read the story about those hundreds of boys in the Philippines who were circumcised. That's in Marikina. That's where I grew up. That's my hometown.
Did you participate in a mass circumcision?
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you picked up that story.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know, yeah, I was born in Marikina, and I guess it's that fucked up.
Wow.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I think Alexis K. Tyler is confusing what happened to her cousin with what happened on an episode of South Park. Shit
yeah.
coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Come on. That was a South Park episode. All right?
Yeah, there's a lot wrong with that theory of hers. I think she's mistaken or was given some wrong information. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's an oh, God.
Okay, I'm a Nazi.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Very important. If you're not yet signed, remember, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Beep, beep, boop, beep, bab, boop, beep, bab, boop, beep, wee, boop, beep, boop, beep, bab, boop, beep, bab, boop, beep, wee, boop.